A January thaw or the coldest week of the year. Anything can happen in the third week of January and usually does. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is smaller than a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Experience the life-changing freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. To receive your risk-free 10-night trial, call now, 1-800-719-2336. Again, that's 1-800-719-2336, 1-800-719-2336.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Saturday, January 20th, the 20th day of the year. Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin celebrates a birthday, and the coldest recorded temperature in the lower 48 occurred on this day in 1971. It was 70 below zero at Rogers Pass, Montana. The third week of January is, on average, when the coldest temperatures of the season occur. The record low for the continental U.S. was set on January 23rd of 1954. It dipped to 80 below at Prospect Creek Camp in Alaska. And this week can also be one of wild temperature swings. In 1954, while it was 16 below in Deadwood, South Dakota, in the town of Lead, not more than 2 miles down the road, it was a balmy 52. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes online at almanac.com.